way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
And jury selection, Trump money, tit bumps. M. Kate's was chosen earlier this week and missed from the jury, but she CBS's Graham Cates reports a woman who was chosen earlier this week has been dismissed from the jury, but she admitted she might not be able to be unbiased.
Prosecutors mentioned that there could actually be a problem with another juror. They found someone with the same name who had a legal problem in the past, and it didn't match that person's answers. We started the day with seven jurors. We're down to six, and it's looking like it's really a risk here that it could be down from seven to five.
On the campaign trail, President Biden today gets some backing in Philadelphia.
The endorsement will come from 15 members of the Kennedy family, whose name is iconic among Democrats. The Kennedy family endorsement is also notable since a member of their own, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is also running for president. But his independent bid for the White House has not had the family's support. Kerry Kennedy has said there's only two people in the race who can get 270 electoral votes, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And it is Biden who best represents their democratic values.
Kuleba was there.
Kuleba made a direct appeal to Secretary Blinken to continue consistent aid to Ukraine. He spoke directly to the cameras to House lawmakers who this week are expected to consider a measure that would fund that more than $60 billion has so desperately been for.
Well, things are starting to dry out and get back to normal at the airport in Dubai, where the CEO says major disruptions were caused by this week's heavy rain and flooding.
Flights have gradually been getting back to normal, but it's going to take us, I reckon, 24 to 36 hours to clear the remaining backlog.
Parts of the Arab Emirates got close to 6 inches of rain in 24 hours, more than an average year. At California's Disneyland, it's a world of labor action. Those who bring characters to life there say they've collected enough signatures to support their push for a union vote. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 240 points. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
A good auction doesn't just happen. They make it happen at Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate in Flemingsburg. If you're thinking about selling some equipment, Chuck Marshall Auctions is who to call. They specialize in online weekly auctions and can help you sell farm equipment and much more. They can help you sell your home or conduct an estate auction for you, too. Just give them a call at 606-845-5010 or check them out online at chuckmarshall.com. Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate, Flemingsburg.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. Rumpke Waste and Recycling in Montgomery County and Archaea Energy are teaming up to take trash and turn it into heat for homes. all through its renewable natural gas program, the first of its kind in the state. Trash at Rumpke Waste and Recycling will decompose and produce methane, CO2, and nitrogen. Instead of it seeping out in the atmosphere, Archaea Energy has built a $40 million plant across the street from the landfill to capture those chemicals and turn them into renewable natural gas. The product could heat up to 13,000 homes annually. Rumpke and Archaea Energy have teamed up for a similar project in Indiana. House Bill 11 is meant to keep tobacco products without FDA authorization off Kentucky store shelves. Some retailers have filed a lawsuit claiming the bill is unconstitutional. The FDA says they have received applications for more than 26 million vape products since 2020. Currently, only 23 have been authorized. The bill also requires businesses to report whether they're selling tobacco products and creates steeper penalties for retailers who sell to those under age 21. Secretary of State Michael Adams is named as a defendant in the lawsuit. Adams' office said they have not received the lawsuit yet and have no comment at the moment. And the Georgetown Police Department reports that several vehicles were damaged after cardboard spike strips were found near the Dan Cummings Detail Shop. According to Assistant Chief Josh Nash, spike strips were found on Maple Grove Road near the back entrance of the dealership. The strips were made of cardboard and screws due to the making of the spikes and the strategic placement. Georgetown police believe the act was targeted at Dan Cummings employees. Several employees and a Georgetown police officer ended up with flat tires from the strips. The damage cost about $1,500. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby.
It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
In other news, social workers are limited to the states they're licensed in. But in the next 2 years, workers can only need one licensure to cross state lines and practice. The Social Work Licensure Compact, a new bill passed by Kentucky and six other states, could allow social workers to blur state boundaries with only one license. However, this will not go into effect for another 2 years. Kentucky has nearly 11,000 social workers across the state. Additionally, 15% of children ages 3 to 17 in the state deal with mental health issues. With the compact, Kentucky social workers can cross state lines and help children in other states who have limited resources, and those states can travel to Kentucky to help children here. The Mercer County EMS could stop operations by the end of the week. The ambulance service is operated by a private company that plans to stop service. Local officials maintain ambulances will continue rolling when people need them. Raintree Health announced its decision to discontinue the service to the community. AmeriPro Health stepped in to take over. Mercer County officials say they are also collaborating with the Office of the Inspector General and the Kentucky Board of Medical Services to ensure a smooth transition. And a Kentucky woman has won $50,000 after purchasing a $50 Millionaire Club scratch-off. According to lottery officials, Latoya R. Waddell of Hopkinsville said she usually doesn't spend much on lottery tickets but decided to take the chance. She revealed a 500X on the $20 symbol, meaning she had won the $50,000 prize. She walked away with $36,000 after taxes and plans to buy a vehicle and spoil her first grandchild. The North Main Marathon in Hopkinsville received $500 for selling the winning ticket. That's been another look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
The
Rug Tag sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Time now for a look at sports. UK head basketball coach Mark Pope has landed his first commitment since taking over the Kentucky job. Guard Colin Chandler was released from his national letter of intent to BYU to follow Pope to Lexington, per 24/7 Sports. Chandler was a member of the class of 2022 and the number 33 ranked recruit, but has spent the last 2 years on his mission in London, England, for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So, this means he will be a freshman. In his senior year, he averaged 21.7 points, 4.3 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.7 steals per game. The United States men's national team was announced Tuesday, and three former Kentucky Wildcats have made the roster. Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, and Devin Booker will represent the U.S. in basketball in Paris beginning in late July. They join Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Anthony Edwards, and others for a team that has a combined 11 Olympic appearances and 10 gold medals. Adebayo, Booker, and Davis will be trying to win their second Olympic gold. Turning now to Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds fell to the Seattle Mariners 5-1. They are off today, but play the Angels tomorrow at 6:40. That game can be heard on 96.3 FM WIVY. In high school baseball from yesterday, George Rogers Clark over Mason County 18-4 in 5 innings. It was Powell County over Montgomery County 14-4 in 6 innings. And turning to high school softball, it was Estill County shutting out Lee County 22-0 in 3. Lawrence over Elliott County 11-0 in 5. And Pendleton County over Nicholas County 15-0 in 3. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here's meteorologist Tom Ackerman.
We'll end up mostly sunny and very warm for one last day. Highs upper 70s around 80. Low 60s tonight. Shower storms likely late, a few on the strong side. And then Friday, mostly cloudy. Lingering scattered showers, highs only in the mid-60s. By Saturday, we're still cooling down, but at least we're mostly sunny and dry. Highs right around 60 degrees.
Thank you, Tom. Our report continues after this.
Quality, advanced, affordable health care is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
Spring has arrived. Shower yourself with huge savings that you'll find all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in pork butt roast is just $1.99 a pound. The 16-ounce carton of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter is only $2.99. And Nestle's famous drumsticks are specially priced for just $3.49 a box. Don't miss these and all the super springtime savings you'll find all this week at Allen's IGA. IGA.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Ken Howard of Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away Monday at his residence. Survived by his wife, Sarah Jane Plank Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, as well as other family and friends. A celebration of life conducted Friday morning at 11 a.m. at the North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals. The service will be live streamed at the North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals Facebook page. Burial to follow at the Adams Plank Cemetery. Visitation today, 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Masonic services to be conducted at 7:30 p.m. by Moorhead Masonic Lodge number 654. The North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard. Marvin Bentley, 84 of Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph, Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran. Member of Masonic Lodge 682 with 25 years experience as Master Mason and member of the Alhassa Shriners. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Services 1 p.m. Friday at the Big Woods Community Church. Burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation after 6 p.m. this evening at the funeral home and after 12 noon at the church Friday. Masonic rites conducted 7 p.m. this evening by Masonic Lodge 682. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62 of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Catherine Ballinger, sons Richard Tyler and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, along with the grandchild Jackson Cox, numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Funeral services 1 p.m. Friday at the Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg. Burial to follow in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home, the Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan, 83 of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by a brother, Albert Blevins, sister, Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glenna Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Funeral services 2 p.m. Friday at the Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, and Gateway Child Care and First Church of God. She also attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry Jesse, sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Services 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Service in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61 of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, along with three sisters, Pat Trout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Funeral services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr., 92 of Moorhead, passed away last Thursday. Survived by a brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life will be held 2 p.m. Saturday at the Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post, number 126. Visitation, 11 a.m. till time of services Saturday at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr. Christopher Chucky Lankford, 52 of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Morris Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins and friends. A memorial service will be held 3 p.m. Saturday, April 27th at the Morris Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lake. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of services. A second service will be held in Harlan, the Henson and Rich Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Lankford. And Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58 of Hillsboro, passed away Saturday at the UK Bluegrass Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Funeral services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. A final look at news is next.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Thinking about fixing up the house this spring, or do you need a few car repairs? Come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64, you can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass, Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has issued a boil water advisory for customers on Highway 519, starting at Pretty Ridge and including 1274 and all side roads in the area. Boil drinking water until samples can be taken and evaluated. Latin Zumba will be held at the Sharpsburg Park Shelter tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. and theater games will be held 6 to 7:30. The Bath County Quarterback Club will host the first annual Bath County Football Steak and Bean Bowl May 2nd. Pre-orders are taken for T-shirts for the event. You must order by today. Cost is $22 per shirt. Payment and orders can be dropped off at Irma's in Owingsville. The Cattleman's Ribeye Drive-Thru will be held this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Annex Garage. Call 859-498-8733. Leave your name, number of orders, and approximate time for pickup. The cost is $10 per order, cash or credit card accepted. The second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Courthouse Square, downtown Mount Sterling. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will take place this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the MCHS High School Cafeteria. A free health fair will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DuBois Community Center. And the Cave Run Symphony wraps up its season with a performance 3 p.m. Sunday in the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets available at the door with cash, check, or credit card. Students will receive free admission, and tickets can also be purchased at the Moorhead Visitor Center. And that's been a look at some of the news this 18th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Time for the Livestock Report, brought to you by Bluegrass Stockyards East on US 60 just east of Mount Sterling. We'll have that report in just a moment.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Cofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling. Your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
Good day, I'm Bill Hollerin, and here's a look at your cattle report. At the Mount Sterling Stockyards on Wednesday, there were 634 head of cattle sold. That compared to 548 last week and 597 a year ago. Compared to last Wednesday, good quality weaned feeder steers and heifers under 600 pounds sold steady to five higher with good demand, yearlings lightly tested, fleshy short weaned and plain quality calves facing discounts, slaughter cows sold steady to two higher with good demand, Slaughter bulls sold steady with good demand. Heifers 32 head weighing 477. Black and Charolais crosses preconditioned 275 and a quarter. Steers medium and large ones and twos, 3 to 4 weights 310 to 338. 4 to 5 286 to 306. 5 to 6 weights 282 to 310. 6 to 7 242 to 256. 7 to 8 weights a few at 250. Heifers medium and large ones and twos. 3 to 400 pounders, 264 to 305. 4 to 5 weights, 250 to 302. 5 to 6 weights, 240 to 274. 6 to 7s, 232 to 260. 7 to 8 weights, 189 to 220. And slaughter cows, average dress, 110 to 122. High dress, 123 to 146. Low dress, $1 to $1.09. Bulls, ones and twos, 132 to 155. High dressers, 156 to 175. Low dress 108 to 123. Red cows, ones and twos, 1400 to 1825. Twos and threes, 1175 to 1375. Cow calf pairs, ones and twos, 1900 to 2000. Twos and threes, an outfit at 1500. And a few baby calves from 140 to 450 per head. That's been a look at your cattle report. Brought to you by your Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Vox Views on University of Kentucky Sports is on the air. Featuring 7-time Kentucky Sports Writer of the Year, Larry Vaught.
New Kentucky women's basketball coach Kenny Brooks has been on the job about 3 weeks after his somewhat surprising move from Virginia Tech to Kentucky. He had his second straight top 10 recruiting class arriving on campus and figured to have another top 20 team that would compete for the ACC title and be back at the NCAA tournament. So why leave that to try and rebuild the Kentucky program? Simple. Money talks. Brooks cited the emergence of the SEC and Big Ten as a power brokers in college athletics and wanting to be part of that rather than get left behind. Brooks made only $890,000 last season, but at Kentucky, he got a 5-year, $7.7 million deal. That is an annual salary of over $1.5 million for the new coach.
Vaught's Views will return in a moment.
Now's the time to plan your summer vacation. Why not head west? That's Western Kentucky. You'll find Western Kentucky's best lake, Lake Barkley, the best outdoor recreation area around. With land between the lakes, the friendliest people, amazing food, and we're not that far away. And we're definitely worth the drive. KDIS Trigg County Tourism encourages you to visit our neck of the woods. We can't wait to see you. Find out more at gokdiz.com.
New UK women's coach Kenny Brooks will make $1.3 million his first season at Kentucky and $1.8 million the fifth year of his contract. He can earn bonus money for team GPA and if his team can reach the NCAA Sweet 16 or beyond. He gets a country club membership, car, and tickets to men's basketball, football, and women's basketball games. Only two SEC women's basketball coaches will have a higher salary than Brooks. It's a lot of money, but it sure seems like money well spent to me.
Find more from Larry at yoursportsedge.com.
Need trees or stumps removed from your lawn or property? Call Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal for all the heavy work. This Bath County business does professional work on any size project. Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal gives free estimates. They're fully insured and state certified. Our motto is, we cut them all, big and small. Call Mike Swartz Construction Tree and Stump Removal, 606-674-3960. Or 210-3049.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We're your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Want to recognize someone special or honor a loved one's memory? One great way is to make a donation in their honor to Sunrise Children's Services. It helps a troubled child find hope and healing. Sunrise Children's Services Christian Ministry cares for hundreds of abused and neglected children across Kentucky each day. Your gift can help them with clothing.